Good morning. This is Dr. Leonard with Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about blood testing. Some of us think about that often when we go to the doctor. We want to get our blood tests, but sometimes we forget about our dogs and our cats. So why do we blood test dogs and cats? Well, first off, to find a disease that we didn't know we had. A typical example of that is heartworms. We check heartworms in dogs all the time to make sure that they have not picked up heartworms and we didn't know about it. It's a disease that goes very slowly and can be there for a year or so without you even knowing it. Another reason would be to confirm something that we suspect. I examine your dog, we got a lot of pain in the abdomen, take an x-ray, that didn't show us anything, so blood testing is always the next thing to do. That way we're looking for liver diseases, pancreatitis, or maybe if we're eating a lot and we're a cat and still losing weight, we're looking at a hyperthyroid. So we take those blood samples to confirm what we are suspecting. One of the nice parts about that is that sometimes we throw out what we're expecting. That happened to me the other day. I was pretty sure I had a pancreatitis in a dog. Turned out it wasn't that at all. It actually turned out to be an ulcer. So things like that help us both ways, to confirm something as well as to throw things out. Sometimes we do blood testing to prevent future problems from getting worse. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, let's say we take a routine blood sample for some reason and all at once we realize that the creatinine is pretty high. Well, that means that the kidneys are starting to fail. Once we get that up in that high level, we need to start watching that dog closer or that cat. Make sure that it's not going to progress into something that is really going to come up and bite us a little bit later. Another good reason for blood testing is to monitor diseases that we're treating. All the drugs that we take in our bodies affect other parts of our body. We don't think about that very often, and probably it's good if you don't. It goes along with that little sheet that the pharmacist gives you that tells you all of the bad things that can possibly happen when you take the drug. Disregard most of those things, by the way. The incidence is very low. There are some things, however, that we do need to watch out for. When we have a dog with seizures, we put them on phenobarbital. We always tell people phenobarbital affects the liver. So every so often we should check that liver and make sure we're not making that liver toxic. If we are, we need to change some things, maybe change to a different drug, lower the dosage, add a different drug, or we can add some supplements to help that liver recover from that. We do routine testing on animals that are on insulin. We take their blood sugar. Now, fortunately for those of us that have animals that are diabetic, we do not take their blood every day like humans do or multiple times a day. When we start them out, we take it about once a week in our office. And after that, anytime there's a change in the way that dog or cat is responding to the medicine, we want them in to take a blood sample and see where that sugar level is. NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, big long name. Things like aspirin, ibuprofen, and all of the arthritis drugs are all NSAIDs. Those drugs do affect the pancreas, the liver, some of the other organs inside the body. So it's one of those things that we need to keep an eye on. Do we have to test them every week? Do we have to test them every month? No. But periodically, we really need to. When you go on those drugs, you need to talk to us about that. Probably every 6 months, we need to pull some blood and see what's going on. The other thing we test blood for is when we get ready for surgery. And why do we do that? Well, we have different protocols that we can use to put your dog under anesthesia. So we take a blood sample and you find out that your dog is having some kidney problems. We use a protocol that allows most of the anesthetic to be excreted through the liver. If we find out that your dog or cat has a liver problem, then we give them something that can be excreted better through the kidneys. So by knowing that, we can make a much safer surgery for your animal. This happened to us the other day. We did a routine prior to doing a tooth cleaning, and lo and behold, the dog had problems with its liver. So we made sure that we gave it a drug that allowed us to excrete that mostly through the kidneys because its kidneys were just exactly fine. And that's always nice to see too. One other thing to think about is monitoring that older dog. Dogs at 6 to 8 years of age, cats at 10 to 11, are starting to get into the middle age to older category. Taking a routine blood sample in those dogs and cats is really a good idea. It gives us a baseline so that if we take a blood sample later, we can see how it's changed. Change is what we're looking for. We're not going to diagnose things usually with a single blood sample, but when it starts to change, we can certainly do that. We now have in-store laboratory facilities at our office, so we can do all this in the office. Test runs about 16 minutes most of the time. You can wait, or we can send you home and give you a call a little bit later as to exactly what's happening inside your animal. Well, this is Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa. Number's always 243-2121. You do get an answer 24 hours a day. Thanks. Bye.